Hello.
Happy birthday, Mr. President.
Oh, fine. Well, I don't have many more to celebrate.
Well, I hope you'll have many more to celebrate.
Right. Well, what's the news since I talked to you last?
Well, let's see.
Saturday was a quiet day.
Saturday was a little bit quiet.
Nobody announced for president, so...
Well, I think that's the first day in quite some time. Hopefully, we'll do it tomorrow. That'll...
Where's he going to do his?
Philadelphia.
That's nice. Where, at the Independence Hall? Top of the Liberty Bell, or...?
I wouldn't be surprised. I haven't heard exactly where he's going to do it, but he's going to a press conference there.
Good.
And then he starts a tour after that.
Is he going right to Florida?
I think he goes to Florida. Yes, sir. I think that's his first
yeah.
one. It's really hard. You need a chart to keep track of all these fellows and which primaries they're in and which one is not in.
Yeah.
Muskie's gotten, I think, kind of a flat reaction to his announcement this week. I noticed Oberdorf this morning gave him pretty low marks on it, thought he handled it badly, that the process of preparation was very revealing of what kind of a man he is. Quite a nasty comment.
You mean stultified and...
Yes, and
or stilted.
Coming out as a mishmash, that he didn't really know what he wanted to say, and that he kind of made a last-minute effort to say something worthwhile, but it really didn't come off very well. And a lot of the liberals are taking that, had that reaction to his opening shot.
Yeah.
Plus, he put his foot in it. He has an incredible propensity for putting his foot in things. Immediately, of course, he reacted to your space shuttle announcement by saying it was a boondoggle. Of course, then went to Florida, where it's one of the most popular things in the Cape Kennedy area. And
what do they think down there?
Oh, the press have just raised hell with him over it. And in fact, of course...
What press? You mean the Florida press, or...?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, the Florida press have just raised hell.
Of course, it's Florida and California. This is a big deal.
That's right.
It'll save the aerospace industry, you know.
Well, it puts the Democrats in a hell of a spot. It's a little bit like the SST, you know.
With this space thing, I don't think the country really is for it. You know what I mean?
No.
And I don't think the country was for the SST. They didn't understand.
Mm-hmm.
But in terms of, but on the other hand, the country isn't going to vote against a candidate for being for them, and yet individual areas damn well will.
That's right.
According to
one TV report last night, Muskie may have blown his chances in Florida completely because, of course, that's a very... you take that whole Orlando complex and then Cape Kennedy. That was really a very dumb thing because I think he could have ducked that one. He didn't have to walk into it.
I noticed that McGovern is... others have... Now, who is it? Mondale is going to have hearings. As a matter of fact, we may not get it, you know, which, of course, is just one of those things. It doesn't amount to much spending this year anyway, but
right.
The point is that we've made our effort on it, and that's it.
Well, it's symbolic, and I'm delighted we did it because it is a hell of a big thing in California. It's a damn big thing in New York.
Connecticut,
that's right. Number of key states.
Yeah.
I was glad to see that Vermont election turn out to...
I haven't seen what's that. For the House?
Well, a general election, Bob Stafford, of course, 1-2-1, which wasn't a surprise, but the Republican House candidate had a pretty tough fight on his hands, but he won with about 58% of the vote, which...
It shows Vermont still in sure in our column, because they were both... Stafford was not running away from us, and neither was the other fellow.
No, Mallory, the House member, ran right on a Nixon ticket, and ran against... told the name of Judge O'Brien, who's probably the most, well, now the most popular Democrat in Vermont.
Mm-hmm.
I just was looking at the polls that Becker brought down from Vermont this week, and it still shows us very, very good in northern New Hampshire. He hasn't had a new one in Connecticut, in northern New England. He hasn't had a new one in Connecticut since that fantastic one in September. New Hampshire's 55 approval, 31 disapproval, which is, if you relate it to Gallup, is better than the national average, and better than it was in April and May. It was 55-36. Vermont is 58-20, and
that's really something. When were these taken?
These were taken in early November. Matter of fact, they were taken in that period in November when both Gallup and Harris showed us sliding back down. If you remember the UN vote and the
The
foreign aid.
Well, these things, you know, these Chuck, these up and down, the polls are, have got, you got to look at them kind of like other things. Look at the trend line rather than the rather than the reaction to immediate events. But I think
you also have to look at the
we'll do all right.
We're doing damn well. I think you have to look also at the intensity of the feeling.
Yeah. How's Sindlinger coming? You haven't heard anything from him lately.
Well, he's his chart has done exactly what he said it would do. It got up to 130. And then each week it gains like a tenth of a point or two-tenths of a point. He said he would expect it to level off, and in fact, if it didn't level off, he would have been very nervous about it because it goes up too sharply. It was, well, let's see, back in April 14th, back in August, the low point was 117.4. It's now 130.3, and it's been 130.4.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just been gaining over the last 5 weeks. It's gained a total of about a point and a half.
Right.
But he thinks that it's on just a very, very healthy and very, very steady trend. He's still getting 47-48% answering the question, would you vote today to reelect President Nixon, which he thinks is very...
He thinks that's a good number.
Well, it is. It's the best we've ever had on his poll. The highest that we ever had in his poll was in August of 1968, and that was 50% exactly, and we hit that once.
What do you mean, the election campaign?
Yes, sir. But by the way he asked that question, if you get a 50% response, you're and you measure it against the negative, which is running about 17%, who say no, and then the balance undecided. That's a hell of a good response. I will have all of Harris's polls this probably tomorrow morning. He just completed in the field week before last, so we'll have a full
when,
set of trouble.
When was he in?
So he was in the week between Christmas and New Year's, and then carried over New Year's weekend. So he.
Mm-hmm.
He finished, I would guess, the third or the fourth.
Mm-hmm.
He told me he thought he'd have them, the figures back in for me this weekend, so I'm hoping to get him in the morning.
He really gets rides out of his, I see, as Humphrey when just ran.
Mm-hmm.
And that was taken, when was that taken? That was
That was taken back in...
the early December, wasn't it?
No, early November, actually, that one, Mr. President.
But he just ran the damn thing.
Yeah, well, what he does, of course, he's...
Humphrey Traylor, yeah.
He's a resourceful fellow. That's why he's... commercially, that's why he makes a lot of money.
Yes, I guess you're right. He's...
He bleeds them, you know. He keeps running them and reinterpreting them and reinterpreting them.
Yeah. Well, you know, there's something to be said for that because... The polls don't really shift that much unless you're in a campaign itself. Then they could be right. I mean, both Gallup and Harris, frankly, shift them a little. They have to make news. I mean, it's no news that there's no change in a poll, you know.
That's right. Exactly.
They both know that. Yeah.
I had an interesting report this week in the gossip department. I don't know how true it is, although the fellow that gave it to me has been unfailingly accurate. He was a roommate of Teddy Kennedy's at Harvard, and he's presently running as a Republican. He's a good Republican, a solid friend of ours, although he's kept his social ties to the Kennedy family.
Sure.
Running for the Senate in Maine against, kind of challenge Margaret Smith in the primary. But he said that the reason Teddy isn't running is a new girl. New girl. Have you heard that?
No, but I just guessed.
Well,
I mean, if it's gossip, that's what they would call it. But
and apparently, it's according to Bob Monks, who
he thinks there really is one.
Yeah, he said this is really serious, and he said that's the reason that he just suddenly backed away and won't talk about it, and is just saying personal reasons. And he claims that it's caused some real internal problems in the Kennedy family. I asked Bob that, you know, whether his information was really firsthand, and he said, like, yeah. He said, you know, I've talked to all of that family all the time, and he said, there's many. He said, I'm convinced it's so.
Well, it might, he means it goes so far that Teddy is serious about the girl,
mm-hmm.
and now that causes troubles with his wife, huh?
That's right, that's what Bob was suggesting.
That could be a hell of a problem, because his wife has got to stick with him, doesn't she?
That's right. Oh, my God, yes. I mean, with the background he's got,
Where's the girl? Is the girl one of his office girls, or?
I didn't.
Usually is.
I didn't ask Bob. I We were talking long distance, and I didn't want to get into it on the telephone, but I think I might have a way of finding out. Trying to.
You know, one thing I was thinking about the, you know, the card business, I'm wondering if that's totally secure.
It can be done in such a way that it is.
Yeah. From whom? Who would be doing it? The Humphrey people or the?
No, I would think
their own
friends of Kennedy. Sure.
But on the other hand, I would assume though that then he would immediately repudiate it, wouldn't he?
Yep. But that at that point, the damage is
would have to be done awfully late, I would think.
I would think probably about. Well, let's see, if the balloting is on the 7th, I would like to see them arrive up there on the 5th.
Mm-hmm. Well, these people that are interested in, of course, we have nothing to do with it. But if they, we couldn't stop it if we wanted to. But I just think, thinking those things sometimes they.
I was thinking
our Democratic friends really play their games rough, don't they?
Oh, they sure do. Mm-hmm. They sure do, Mr. President.
I wonder what. Do you think McGovern's gonna make much of a showing there at all?
No.
He just isn't getting to any place. So.
No, my guess is that.
Well, then, wouldn't you figure Muskie would get about 60% of the vote?
Well, he should. If he doesn't get 60%, I think it's really a damn poor showing.
Because he's only got McGovern and Yorty against him, isn't that all?
No, he's got Hartke, who's.
Oh, for Christ's sakes, but he's a damn joke.
Traveling around the state. Well, he. Interesting. He's got the Hillsborough County chairman. Hartke does. I was just reading some stuff in today's papers. Who's a very, very ambitious, oddly conservative Democrat. And he might, you can't tell, you know, that's such a strange state.
It is.
Remember what Kefauver did up there.
It's so personal, everything. And
that's right. And
of course, that's the reason, too, that both, well, McCloskey, certainly, and Ashbrook are both, you got to figure they'll get a pretty good vote because just people like to be paid attention to up there.
That's right. And you, the unhappy truth is that you can, with 100,000 Republicans, you can go to enough coffee parties and shake enough hands.
To get 25, 30,000 votes.
That's right. I would think McCloskey, I'd like to say for public consumption that 25, I think he won't get that much. I think he won't do that well.
I would think he'd get 20, perhaps.
Maybe.
He might get 20, 25, and I'd think Ashbrook could get 15.
With Loeb's backing, Ashbrook will get a little more than that, even.
You think he'll do better than McCloskey?
They'll run very close, Mr. President. McCloskey's a better campaigner, and he's working harder. Ashbrook's lazy. On the other hand, Ashbrook, my God, you could run a two-headed Chinaman in New Hampshire with Loeb's backing.
And get 20% of the vote.
And get 20% of the vote, just without ever showing up in the damn state.
Hmm.
He does have, it's tragic, but he does have his following. And he's,
then that'd be about 40% they'd get between the two of them. Well,
that's what I'm figuring.
Figuring we'd get 60. Well, the main thing, we should just talk about trying to get 50%. That's enough anyway.
Well, I think with you not, obviously not going anywhere near the state, as you shouldn't, and with one conservative and one liberal, and with them campaigning full-time, I think if you get to, if we get 60%, I'll be very happy. We should talk about 50. That's right.
Sure.
I don't. New Hampshire people are funny too. You can't tell what'll happen on the Democratic side. A lot of people may write you in on the Democratic side. I also talked to Mitchell about.
It seems to me a little card ought to go in there.
That's Mitchell and I discussed both of that because you know in Manchester, given to some of those conservative Catholic wards, even though Muskie's a Catholic, I still think we'd pick some Democratic credit. You have before.
Yeah.
And
we always ought to try to get some.
But there are some people in Massachusetts who are Kennedy fans who I think might just on their own
get him in.
Mm-hmm.
They aren't gonna take lying down his getting out. They don't really believe it. People in California don't believe that he's not gonna run. You know.
No, I can't find a lot of people. I asked Bob the way I got into that. The question with Bob Monks is, I said, your old friend Teddy, does he really think he's out? And Bob said, well, I didn't think so. He said, but now in the last 6 weeks, he's got this personal problem, 2 months, and I think he now is serious. But when you look at him, you look at his relative standing in the polls with the other Democrats, and if you put yourself as a Democrat wanting to win, on the other side of the table. No issues. Muskie, who really, he's got some strong points, but he doesn't turn people on. They're going to want to, there's going to be a hell of a lot of Democrats who are going to want to draft Teddy Kennedy into that.
Well, when you come down to it, though, even looking at their last polls, Teddy's first, Muskie's second, Humphrey's third, and then that is very significant that Humphrey beats Muskie even when they drop him out.
When you take Kennedy out, that's right.
And it's a curious thing. Of course, Muskie can change this by winning a couple. I think that's winning a couple primaries. But I think it's got to be more than New Hampshire.
Oh, yes. And if he does badly in Florida, which he now may well do, I mean, I could really can conceive of Lindsey picking off a hell of a lot of liberal votes. Liberal to moderate votes, because he's got some charisma for the gals. Humphrey getting some diehard votes. Wallace and Jackson getting the conservatives. There's a lot of, you know, there's a lot of room to cut into Muskie.
Hmm.
And if he keeps making bonehead statements like that on the space shuttle, God, I just really couldn't believe it.
He didn't have to get into it, but I suppose that's appealing to his liberal constituency.
Well, he defended it that he believes in the politics of truth, that even though it's in Florida, but you know, that didn't work for Barry Goldwater. Talking about Social Security in Florida didn't...
Or TVA.
Or TVA in Tennessee. I just... and especially in a primary, I can't see that helping Muskie. Of course, I think his statements on the war this week have just shown him to be very, very weak.
Yeah, he said he was wrong, and now we ought to get out.
Well, he did it. He did it in a way that just didn't sound strong. He was apologizing really for his previous the errors of his ways, and I think he could have. I think he could have taken a better tack, but he was playing right into McCarthy's criticism. Of course, McCarthy's going to raise hell with him, and with all of.
Except
them.
McCarthy isn't going to be in any places. He except.
Well, he's gone into Illinois.
Illinois.
It's uncertain. Well, I guess Wisconsin. I think he's...
And they have to go to... Everybody has to go to Oregon and Nebraska.
Has to go to Oregon. That's right.
Nebraska, too, I think, has the same ballot.
Yes.
Yeah, they put everybody on there.
So he's going to have to be in... he may go into Pennsylvania. Lindsey's going into Pennsylvania. As I say, you need a scorecard now to figure where...
Yeah.
Where all of these fellows are. God, there's a lot of them.
Boy, the thing that I think that they all have a problem with is money. Where in the hell are they going to get enough money to run these primaries, you know? When there's only one candidate, we had a hell of a time financing just going into these various primary states. I don't see where they're going to get the money.
I don't know where Lindsey's getting his, because he's never had any money. And he apparently, all the reports are at least, that he's got quite a
sock, huh?
Quite a sock. Humphrey will get the money. He'll get the Jewish money.
Yes, he always has. He always has a friend.
Max said to me this week, that's the place that he'll get his dough, and he'll get plenty of it.
Yeah. He also has some diehard labor money.
Yes.
Jackson will get some labor money.
Yeah, and some Jewish money.
So the two of them will split that, but where the hell is Musk? Well, some of the Jewish money will go to Muskie as a possibility for insurance that he's going to win.
Well, that's right. That's what Feinberg has been doing, is just raising money so that, they're hedging their bets.
Sure, they have to.
But not a lot of money. And, of course, he's been in and out of financial trouble all year long. You know, and this is the time when he really is going to need to spend it. Unless he gets the front runner psychology and everybody
just starts dumping again.
Just starts putting money behind him to protect himself.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. It was quite a battle, but it's really worth getting rid of that tax credit, isn't it?
The checkoff.
Oh
my God!
When you stop to think what that would have done for these clowns.
That's right.
Oh,
just bailed them out completely. You know that kind of money after the primaries would have solidified the party. One of the reasons that they're going to have the same kind of problems they had in '68 is that whoever gets the nomination likely is going to have to start from zero on money, and he's got a big job to come out of Miami and raise the dough needed. But that would have just handed it to him right on a silver platter.
Yeah,
and it's amazing how well we came out of that one, Mr. President. Everybody gave us a great victory on it, and I was amazed that we didn't get more of the kind of snide carping from the liberals that we were keeping the poor old deprived Democrats from getting their funds. We came out of it, I think, damned well, extremely well.
Yeah.
Pastore is trying now to bring up new legislation to repeal Section 315, and of course that's worth several million bucks to them. He failed as part of the campaign reform bill to get it, and we're going to have another tussle in the Congress next year on the question of whether they repeal it or suspend it. And if they do, even, of course, obviously you wouldn't debate, but what they would do is make free television time available to the candidates.
And if they repeal it, yeah.
If they repeal it, which would be for us and for them, but of course it would help them
a lot more.
Hell of a lot more. So we'll just have to keep out trying to outmaneuver that story, which will be harder this year with increased partisan pressures. But that's one I want to make a real effort on, because that's dumping about $5 million into their kitty.
That's right.
At least.
Well, okay. We'll see you then.
Well, I hope you have a good birthday today, Mr. President.
I sure will.
Thank you, sir.
Bye.
Thank you.